Well, as we finish out our fabulous Valentine's Day show, we do have our inbox. We're going to open it up. Counselor Jenny Coffey is here to answer the question. Hey, Jenny.
Hello.
Great to have you. And not that this is a super warm, fuzzy Valentine's Day question, but it's definitely something that we would love to address, because I think there's the assumption that only men, you know, struggle with lust,
right?
And women, we're just all, you know, pure hearted
blind to
and
that,
minded,
right?
And blind,
mm-hmm, right, yeah.
And blind to it. Yeah, exactly. So, but our listener says differently. She says, I'm a 20-year-old single woman who has struggled with sexual purity and lust since I was a teenager. I recommitted my life to Christ when I was 18, but I still struggle with lusting after men. I was just out walking my dogs yesterday, and a builder on a work site I was walking past took off his shirt, and I had to quickly avert my eyes. I got so frustrated in my heart, as I purposely have been avoiding watching or looking at any sort of media that may cause me to trip up. I can't even go to the beach anymore. How can I stay pure when I have no control over what the men around me wear or don't wear? Is it even possible?
You know, it's interesting that last part, too, because I think a lot of men probably say that, too, about
mm-hmm.
women. You
yeah.
know, like, what can I do when women dress however they want to dress? And so there is an aspect to this of, yeah, you can't control that. And so you have to be a little bit more vigilant about what your triggers are, what's bothering you, and what that's really triggering in the brain. So when I hear this first, what I think is that it sounds like this is going to be not in a depressing way, but this is maybe going to be her struggle,
mm-hmm.
that a sexuality is part of her struggle. If this is something that's been kind of there for her for the past several years. And so that's just kind of something to be aware of. I think a lot of times we run from struggle because it's like, oh, no, that's bad. I don't want that. And really, I've come into this idea that sometimes it's better to not so much embrace the struggle, but embrace understanding that this is my struggle. And therefore, you're better able to combat it instead of running so hard from it.
Hmm.
It's something where you just don't beat yourself up as much, because it's very clear from what she's saying that she's really riding herself hard for this.
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing that I think about, too, is that there is a biological brain component with this. And what I mean by that is the brain is trained, so to speak, to react to our physiological impulses or reactions, those types of things. Not to go too, you know, scientific on everybody, but basically there's two parts of the brain that are most important. You have the prefrontal cortex, which is what we call the rational brain. That's what makes you who you are, makes you have impulse control, makes you not, you know, punch somebody when you want to punch them, you know, those types of things. And then we have the reactive brain, which is the amygdala. And basically that is our fight or flight. That is our survival. And it's a good thing that God gave it to us, because, you know, it's what makes you slam on your brakes when somebody's right in front of you, you know, those types of things. But it can also go a little haywire. And that's kind of what's happening here for her, is that every single time these types of things happen, it sounds like there's probably some sort of physiological reaction going on in her body. Either her heart starts to race, or, you know, even her averting her eyes, there's a reaction. And so what that basically does to that reactive part of the brain is tell it, this is a threat, this is a problem. And it makes it become more of the forefront, if that makes sense, and makes it a continuous problem. So the best way to combat that really is by, it's very hard to do, it's easier said than done, but is to try to get to this place where you no longer react in that same way. So instead of physiologically reacting or beating herself up, she would just avert her eyes and keep going on her way. That teaches the brain, no longer a threat, don't need to worry about it, don't need to keep bringing it up. And hopefully it will help her kind of be able to move forward without beating herself up so much.
Yeah. And what does that look like to Jenny? How does she have the balance of, like, because I could easily see someone say, okay, well, what I really need to do is just lean into it, just forget it, it's not a big deal, Jenny just told me not to. Because obviously you want to biblically, mm-hmm. you know, stay pure, think, you know, think on things that are of God as well. So how does she keep both those angles in check?
Once again, I think it's easier said than done, but mm-hmm. really the biggest thing that comes to my mind is kind of that take every thought captive. So you can say, okay, this is my struggle. To me, it's almost the same thing as like anger. It's like, okay, well, I know I'm not supposed to lash out in anger. The Lord doesn't want me to do that. But I need to then take every thought captive when I do feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm no longer going to be angry ever
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that she's never going to struggle with lust ever again.
Mm-hmm.
It's that those will probably come in. And then instead of living in that shame place, which of course we know the Lord doesn't want us to live there,
mm-hmm.
we go to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, this is my struggle. You know that really you're the only one who sustains me, the only one who allows me to get through day to day dealing with these types of things. So renewal of the mind, you know, the verse that talks about that. That's what I kind of come back to, is not so much lean into the fact that it's the struggle, because to me, that excuse would be, well, lust is just my struggle, so mm-hmm. it's okay. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, no. Lean in into it more of the embracing that this is my struggle and this is what I'm doing about it, not mm-hmm. just this is my struggle, I'm going to live in it.
Yeah, good point. All right. Well, thanks so much for weighing in on that. Well, folks, that is it for this week's show. We would just want to remind you in the new year that Boundless exists because of fans like you, not only your fandom, but also you giving to Boundless. Every gift that comes to Boundless goes to ministry here that we have for young adults, including the content we have, the show, fun events that may or may not be coming up in the future. And so if you're on a desktop, you can just click on the donate button. If you're on mobile, go to the drop-down menu. You'll see donate right there, and you can give a one-time gift, you can give monthly. It's just a great way to show your support for Boundless, be part of the Boundless team alongside us, and make sure that Boundless continues well into this year and beyond. So I will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.